I do, baby. You love my tight, tight cunt, don't you? Better than your wife's, huh? So hot. You are. You are addicted, aren't you? I am a bad girl. Oh yeah, babe. No, I'm not like her. But you can't get enough, can you? Oh, yeah. No, you can't. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it.
The daughter wasn't supposed to be home.
Oh, yeah.
And her dad wasn't supposed to be cheating on her mom. But in that moment, she couldn't turn away. Even after the woman spotted her, standing across the room, watching, it didn't matter. It was almost like being watched encouraged the woman to fuck her dad harder. This moment was the start to what would be a very strained and complicated relationship for the daughter and the woman soon to be her stepmother.
I do. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Standing there, watching her dad marry the woman who broke up her parents' marriage, the daughter was angry, but also, sadly, resigned to the situation. She had often considered confronting her dad and telling him, you know, she knew the truth, that she saw him cheating on her mom. But she was daddy's girl. Well, she didn't want to see daddy unhappy. And let's face it, with this new woman, she had never seen her daddy more happy. He was like a new man. So, the daughter just went with it, you know? Was it now one big happy family? Well, on the surface, yes. But beneath, no. For the daughter, she was fine with her dad. It was like nothing had ever happened. Forgive and forget? With the daughter's attitude to her stepmom? Well, not vocal. The resentment continued to burn deep. Hey, Dad. So, I have cheerleader camp all next week. And, well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe we could go to the mall together. You know, when you get back from your trip. No, Daddy. Tonight doesn't work. Remember? I'm heading over to my friend's house. Daddy. Not a boy. Not a boy. You don't need to worry about that. Well, the girls, you know, were just, I don't know. We're just gonna hang out, watch TV. I don't know. Be girls, Dad. Be girls. That's all we're gonna do. All right. I'll be back after. Yes, Daddy. I won't be late. Yes, I'll be safe. I love you too, Dad. Yes, I'll have my phone with me. That is probably a very silly question. Bye, Dad.
And for the stepmom? She got what she wanted. She had the dad, and the dad's money, and the dad's attention, whenever she wanted it. She also had no desire to mend the relationship with her now stepdaughter. In front of the dad, they would smile and be friendly. But when he wasn't in the room, there was no conversation. And absolutely no relationship.
Yeah, hubby? Oh. You want your wife's hot pussy? Well, baby. You know what I want? I want that trip we've been talking about. Yes. I think I should deny you this pussy. What do you think of that? Oh, yes, baby. I want to make you work hard. You know. I do know just what you need. Oh, yes. Show me your cock. I want to watch you touch Oh, yes, baby. Tonight, you were just gonna watch me play. When you come back from this business trip, if you bring me a nice present, maybe, just maybe, I'll let you lick me.
What the daughter didn't fully realize was that with each passing day, just how much her stepmother's influence over her dad was growing. While he loved his daughter, he lived to please his new wife. The stepmother knew this, and that night, when the daughter broke curfew and returned home 20 minutes later, she made her move.
You listen here. Your dad is very trusting and a very good man. And you? You're taking advantage. Made him worry? Being late? No respect for his rules or authority? No. I will not tolerate you treating your dad like this. No, babe. I need you to be quiet. I need you to let me take care of this. We've talked about this. As I was saying, I need you to tell your dad sorry. And you need to tell him this will not happen again. Yes. Say it right now. Okay. Now tell me you're sorry. I'm seeing a very bad pattern here.
The daughter was shocked. She didn't even have a chance to explain herself. Her stepmother had never spoken to her that way. She was only 20 minutes late. The daughter made her way to her bedroom, where she sat in silence, until her dad finally came to speak to her.
Look, Dad, I get it, but she jumped all over me. It's not fair. Of course, I don't want to make you scared. I mean, just listen. My friend was running late, and we made a wrong turn. I mean, accidents happen. Look, I'm really sorry, but I don't like when she speaks to me like that. Yes, I understand. She's my stepmom. So? No. I get it, okay? It's just, I don't know. Okay, well, I will work to listen more to her. And no. I don't want to drive a wedge between your marriage. I know things are difficult. Any chance you'll be home early from your trip?
Meanwhile, outside the closed door, the wife silently listened to the conversation. She was happy hearing her husband communicate the need for his daughter to listen and obey her stepmother. Hearing his daughter submissively acknowledge her father's ask put a wicked smile on the wife's face. Some women marry for love, while others marry for money, power, and influence. With her husband away in another state, the wife had the freedom to do as she pleased. And having once again denied her husband the sublime pleasure of sex, her pussy needed to be filled.
Hey, it's me.
One way or another.
So my husband won't be home until Friday. Call me back. Because I'd love to see you. Okay. Talk soon. Bye. Hey, how are you? What are you up to? Oh, nice. I wish I was there. When do you get back into town? Oh, yeah? My husband is gone again. Well, I was wanting to see if we could do a repeat of last time. Have you come fuck me with that big cock of yours? I do, baby. I do love it. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just have to grab my toy. Sounds good. Talk soon. Bye, babe.
There were many secrets the wife kept from her husband, including how she enjoyed fucking other men in their marital bed while the husband was out of town. In time, she planned to open up and introduce her husband to the erotic act of having him watch another man fuck her. But in the meantime, with no one able to play, she was forced to leverage another secret. The toy she kept hidden in a shoebox in her rather expansive closet. The wife still had the previous night on her mind. The way she jumped her stepdaughter. The way her stepdaughter responded. Timid, shocked, scared. And also the way her husband responded, allowing her to exercise her authority as a mom It pleased her.
If she had her way, she would have issued her punishment right there and made an example her stepdaughter would have never forgotten. Pulling down her jeans, her panties, bending her over her lap, and then spanking her bottom. You know, making it turn rosy red with her handprints. Her thoughts became even more taboo. She started imagining what it would be like, how it would feel to watch one of her studs fuck her stepdaughter's pussy. Did her stepdaughter keep her pussy shaved like her? Or did she have a hairy bush covering her lips and mound? She wanted to know. Her thoughts then went back to position. How she would like to watch as one after another took her. Knowing she was a cheerleader and how flexible. She thought of her on her back, her ankles over the man's shoulders, deeply taking his big cock. Then another thought was her on all fours, the man pulling her hair as he roughly penetrated her from behind. Ugh. It was so dirty. But that's who she was. Her husband just didn't fully know. And her stepdaughter, well, simply had no idea. Oh, yes. She wanted this. She wanted it all. But how? Then, the idea hit her. She would plant her dildo, the same one inside her own tight, wet cunt, in her stepdaughter's bedroom. And tomorrow, when she returned home from school, the stepmother would confront her stepdaughter about what she found. And then the naughty girl could either accept her punishment like a good girl, or face the fallout after a phone call to her husband, telling him what she found hidden in his daughter's room, and how his daughter simply wasn't the sweet angel he believed her to be. Basking in the eroticism of her plan, she smiled, knowing that soon her stepdaughter would know that she really was the wicked stepmother she thought her to be all along.